You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Milwaukee County supervisors passed a resolution yesterday meant to confirm courthouse safety after recent ICE arrests. Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson called it a move to uphold justice and equal access. The measure, approved 17-1, directs county agencies, including the Sheriff's Department, to collaborate on safeguarding rights and expanding Know Your Rights education. The measure is heading to County Executive David Crawley for final approval. Milwaukee's Lisbon Avenue reconstruction officially started this week. City leaders broke ground on a project aimed at improving safety through protected bike lanes, roundabouts, and new sidewalks. The DPW is adding green spaces and planting 40% more trees along the corridor while narrowing the road from four lanes to two. That's an effort to curb reckless driving. The multi-million dollar project is expected to finish by summer of 2027. There will be reduced lanes through the early phases. Protect your identity and avoid scams if you're heading to the NFL draft in Green Bay. Lisa Hale has more.
Sports fans from all over are expected to attend the 2025 NFL Draft in Green Bay through Saturday, with over 250,000 visitors expected. Scammers may attempt to exploit the fast-paced environment by targeting them with various fraudulent scams and schemes. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection recommends visitors make purchases with a credit card because they offer built-in protections against fraud. They also warn visitors to protect personal information and watch for possible transportation-related scams, such as fake tickets or QR codes that might lead to fraudulent sites.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
The Packers pick a receiver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay. Last night at the NFL Draft,
with the 23rd pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the 13-time world champion Green Bay Packers, for the first time since 2002, draft a wide receiver, Matthew Golden, wide receiver of Texas.
Packers president Mark Murphy, GM Brian Gutekunst on selecting Matthew Golden.
Well, I really sent in a different name, but Mark just announced what he announced, so it is what it is.
Golden's reaction on being the first receiver the Packers picked in the first round since Javon Walker.
It's always been a dream of mine to go in the first round. To know that they haven't picked a receiver since 2002, man, it's truly a blessing.
NBA, the Bucks and the Pacers for Game 3 in their playoff series tonight in Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Lots to see in the theaters this weekend, including good kids stuff. As A24's The Legend of Ochi opens, A24 is making movies like they used to be made, and it's a wonderful thing. Their newest effort, a fantasy adventure, tells the story of a girl who is scared of a rare species called the Ochi. The film is certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes with 85%. Star Wars fans may or may not like that Revenge of the Sith is being re-released. Only 66% of audiences enjoyed this film. You give it another chance? Horror film Until Dawn tells the story of a group of friends forced to live the same night over and over in the woods. The film is not yet rated, but looks absolutely gruesome. And if you're in the mood for an action thriller, check out The Accountant 2, starring Ben Affleck as Christian Wolfe, who uncovers a conspiracy and goes on the hunt for a network of killers. Certified fresh at 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. There will be a new pope soon, and thanks to the movie Conclave, more people know how the new pope will actually be selected. As it turns out, after Pope Francis passed away earlier in the week, people are even more curious as they are streaming the living daylights out of the film. The film was nominated for Best Picture at this year's Oscars and stars John Lithgow, Stanley Tucci, Ralph Fiennes, and Isabella Rossellini. Good film. My money's on Isabella or John Lithgow. Ben Affleck and Matt Damon have experienced tremendous success in Hollywood since their hit film Good Will Hunting. Affleck appeared on the Today Show earlier this week to promote The Accountant 2, which opens this weekend. When shown a shirtless picture of Accountant 2 co-star John Bernthal next to a shirtless Damon who looks completely shredded at 54, Affleck started teasing him about his physique. Affleck teased him again on the set of Access Hollywood. It's always tough to see your ex get in shape. The Conners' final episode aired Wednesday night and broke an age-old rule in saying goodbye. Roseanne aired for 10 seasons before going off the air in 1997. They tried to reboot the show in 2018, but Roseanne was let go after controversial social media posts. The show stayed on the air as The Conners, starring John Goodman, Sarah Gilbert, Laurie Metcalf, and Lacey Goranson. The show just wrapped its seventh and final season with John Goodman breaking the fourth wall and looking right at the camera and just saying goodnight. Great cast. Speaking of Roseanne, even though she was let go from the show she created in 2018 and had difficulties with the cast from time to time, the show honored her by mentioning her often in the final episode and even having the main characters stand over her grave. Roseanne's character was killed off after an accidental opioid overdose and saw the family take on Big Pharma in a lawsuit. Yes, it's a sitcom. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cloudy today with a few scattered off and on showers possible, especially late morning through early afternoon. Our high right around 49. Tonight, partly cloudy, 38. Tomorrow, sunny, 48. By Sunday, sunshine with a high right around 56. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.